Hey, and welcome back to Reclaim 2020 with me, Janice Sutherland, founder and CEO of This Woman Can. Now, we're going to talk about embracing authenticity, and embracing who you are can be scary, but the benefits of doing so far outweigh the consequences of hiding your true self. Living authentically requires a certain degree of vulnerability, which we're not always very comfortable with, both of which take an immense amount of courage. So let me share with you five ways you can begin cultivating your truth and embracing who you are. Number one is establish your identity. Think about the traits you possess and the roles you play in life. Are you creative, smart, funny? Are you a sister, a daughter, a friend, a wife, a mom? Get in touch with your inner self and make an identity list by beginning your sentences with I am and filling in the blanks thereafter. And then I want you to dig deeper. Ask yourself what you value. What do you stand for and what brings you joy? Write it all down and take a look at yourself and the qualities you bring to the table. Number two is shift your self-talk. Recognize that negative inner voice that in your head is not you. I call it my inner mean girl. Stop identifying with it and begin affirming the parts of you that you do like. Explore the qualities you want to attract and cultivate your life. Begin your sentences with, this time, I am worthy of and I deserve. By the law of attraction, what you focus on expands. So practice positive thinking and watch in sheer delight as these thoughts unfold in your life. Number three, take aligning action. After identifying who you are and what you stand for, find ways in which you can align with the actions of who you are. So if you're a creative, make time to create. If you value service, look for volunteer opportunities. Find activities that bring you joy and make you feel alive at heart, and then do them. Number four, let go of what others think of you. It's very important, and direct your attention inward. You will never be able to please everyone. Trust me, you can't. In fact, you should never try to aim to please anyone. We often find ourselves bending to fit the molds and roles that others have set for us. And sometimes we act differently depending on who we are and who we're with. This portrayal of ourself moves away from our true identity and towards a faulty persona. It's not who we really are. And that in turn leaves us questioning who we really are at the core. So let go of other people's expectations and begin focusing on what you want and how you wish to be perceived and what's going to make you happy. Next, acknowledge your success. You may not have succeeded according to your terms and the definition, yet the definition I've found definitely in life of success is arbitrary. So think back now to yourself, what does success look like to you? There are many people who never make any effort to step out of their comfort zone and yet insist that success should just basically lay a path at their front door. If you've made a direct effort toward pursuing something you desired, but were unable to succeed due to any number of reasons, listen, don't let that impair your definition of success. For failure is just a stepping stone to greatness, and it's all part of the process towards reaching your goals. In fact, those who succeed in life will have you know that they failed miserably on many occasions. We're not overnight successes. No such thing as an overnight success to reaching their success. So your success is determined by how you bounce back from your failures and lessons acquired along the way. And making an effort is a big thing. It's not always about winning. Sometimes you just have to be in the place where you need to see the effort that counts. Six, forgive yourself. We all make mistakes at some point in our life. Some people make more than others, yet that doesn't qualify you or them to think less of yourself. Holding on to your mistakes and really thinking negatively and spending all that time on them really inhibits your vital neural pathways in the brain, and it stops you from learning. Your brain is engineered for growth and learning within the context of fun environments. And we are all, trust me, we all make mistakes. We're still continuing to make mistakes. No one is immune to it. So learn to forgive yourself by practicing detachment of the outcomes. It doesn't determine who you're going to be. Trust that whatever happened in the past was done with the level of awareness that was apparent to you at that time. In other words, you didn't know any better. You were doing your best that you could, given the resource available to you at that particular time. Thus, forgiveness opens the doors to moving forward. Appreciate those lessons learned, the ones you've gained from your experience, by seeing it as an opportunity to, you know, gain that emotional resiliency to fight other battles in life, which they're going to be many. Come on, they're going to be surely presented to you. Do things that scare you next. Yeah, do things that scare you. The search for authentic identity is a long and changing journey. We're human beings and we are programmed to evolve. And who you are today is not who you are yesterday or who you'll be tomorrow. And I know change is scary, but embrace it. Embrace it. Give it a great big hug. Every time we look fear in the face and challenge ourselves, we're expanding and learning valuable life lessons. The things that scare us most are typically the things that we need to do the most. And these are things that will provide us with the most amount of growth. So be open to change and do something that scares you every day. I'd love to hear how you're getting on, so drop me a line, leave a comment, share this with someone you know could do your support and learn how to reclaim 2020. I'll see you next time.